Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned into the Cosmos. It's now currently 11:02 p.m. Step into a world beyond 3D. Take a trip around the galaxy. Here we talk just about anything on our minds and recent news around the globe. Join us into the journey of the cosmos. Here I have a good friend and a guest of the show.
Your mom's favorite podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me on the newly opened podcast. So,
No problem, man. I had nothing else to do. It's kind of getting sad.
right, well, I'm glad you're here with us. I'm glad you're my very first honorable guest on the show. So, oh, fuck my pencil.
You drop something.
Yeah, I dropped something.
You just
Dropped
died
pencil.
into the mic.
Sorry, I dropped my pencil. But yeah. So
All right, who we got first?
right. On today's topic of the global news story, I'll be discussing about World War III. Now, I don't know about
No.
you, but no, we're not gonna discuss about why not? It's a news story. It's global.
Oh
We're
boy,
gonna get
World War III.
to Global World War III. It's going on, man. It's gonna happen soon.
How did this shit start?
It started with the intro and the bio and me introducing you.
So that's how World War III started?
Wait, are you fucking kidding me? No, that's not how the World War III started. No. It's not how it started. So, look,
Started
World War III.
between Donald Trump and Iraq, right? Or was it Iran?
Iran, as well as,
Iran?
Russia.
That's a first.
Fuck you. So, we all know, World War III. It's gonna be happening soon, folks. It's gonna be happening soon. When it does, when those bombs drop, it's over for us. Other people still think out there that they're gonna be.
Weren't they like specifically targeting our area?
Yeah, they were. They were. Well,
Damn.
after Trump got impeached, just
We're gonna get bombed.
a quick couple of days, he fucking assassinated Iran's top military general during a drone attack. Fucking bombed the shit out of that area they were in, fucking killed them. And in response to that, it's not funny. It's really fucked. It's really fucked. But in response to that, Iran sent a lovely message by sending missiles to the exact locations of army bases throughout Iran. Luckily for us, though, and the US, of course, those army bases were already empty. And nobody got hurt. A couple of days later, following that attack,
Got hurt.
resources say that the Irans filled in the American bases on the info so that the attack could have been prevented, and that's why there was no casualties. And following up on that, just a couple of days later, there was the jetliner that recently just got shot down yesterday, killing 176 passengers along. Now, Iran says on during that time, Iran claimed that they had no part and they did not fire any missiles. They did not shoot that aircraft down. But evidence clearly states and proves that immediately after the crash site, after the crash site, there was no other pieces to
Crash
be
site.
found. Shut up, bro. There's no other pieces to be found around that area. It was all basically picked clean. And just immediately a day after that, or following the same day, whatever time zone you're living in, Iran fully stated that they were responsible for shooting that jetliner down. Now we don't know what's going to happen later. We don't know yet. So far, that's the news that's been going on around. Now,
So, do you actually think it was the Iran people that actually shot it down? Or do you
well, yeah,
think
of
it was just
course.
like pirates trying to, get some money and stuff
No.
from the
I'm
wreck?
pretty sure it was Iran. I mean, It was
Because you
literally
said it was
shot
picked
down.
clean.
Yeah, it was picked clean. But
Yeah, so maybe it was pirates, and Iran is just claiming they did it for, attention and dominance.
I say otherwise, but we're still waiting on what's going to happen next, folks. I mean, it could be literally anything. It could be something about Russia or North Korea, speaking of which.
That's how World Wars start.
Yep. Literally, it's a world war. And people still think that humanity is going to survive after fucking nuclear fallout. It's funny. It's funny. You either bury themselves underground, snuggled up next to the Earth's core, thinking that they're going to live, I don't know, fucking 450 years or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Speaking of nuclear fallout, this playlist was created by
By a
Tyler
good host.
Curry on YouTube by and it's called Fallout 4 Radio Songs Diamond City Station Full. Go check it out. You don't want to get copyright stricken, so just go check it out,
Right,
man.
right. You'll enjoy yourselves, people. You'll enjoy yourselves with some good old 50s music if you like that. Trust me.
60s.
Oh, 60s, yes. Sorry. In the time period of that going on, 50s, 60s, the 60s, yeah. But anyways.
Right after the war, the Second World War. And here we are listening to now, right before the Third World War.
Right.
What are your opinions on this war?
Well, since it hasn't fully started yet, I guess it's still in the process of getting there, catastrophic. But my opinions to all those people out there preparing for the apocalypse, just fucking kill yourself because you're not gonna have shit on the
Jesus
earth
Christ.
anymore. I mean, there's not gonna be shit left. I mean, you're fucking what, bottle caps and shit? What the fuck things gonna what are you gonna buy and sell? Fucking wood and ash? Like what the fuck? Come on, this ain't a damn video game, it's reality, bro. It's
Man,
reality.
you never know. You
Never
never
know.
know.
I mean, we're on that tension. We're on that little tight little not even tight, the little loose strand normal before all shit breaks loose. Nuclear fallout's gonna be everywhere. There's gonna be no crops, nothing that you can grow in fucking radiated soil. It's not a damn video game. It's not gonna fucking evolve or become something extremely healthy. It's real life, people. This is real life. Only
If
thing.
this war might actually be the end of humanity because nuclear warfare was predicted by many people to be the extinction of mankind.
Right,
And
right.
with Iran actually starting to make nukes because they broke the treaty, or they didn't break it, but they canceled it. So now they're starting to make nukes. And I think shit's gonna go to hell, man.
Obviously. I mean, if you were to have North Korea ally with Russia, if you compare the population of Russia to America's population, it's like twice that number. Maybe even three times the
Right,
number
right.
if you combine it with North Korea, and especially the
And
number of nukes,
right, in the history with Russia and Iran allying with each other.
Oh,
They
yeah.
might ally again during this war. It's unpredictable. It really is.
Right. I mean, who knows for sure? I mean, they could be like everybody against everybody. It could be America against Iran. It could be Iran against North Korea or Russia or both. It could be North Korea against Russia. We don't know for sure. But we know for a fact that we cannot fucking trust those Russians, man. We can't. They're in the Cold War era. No, we can't, bro. They're two-sided fucks. We can't trust
Right.
them. During the Cold War, they were already on the opposite side of us. And during, what was it? Like the World War II era, they were fighting with us and not
Right.
against us in later years.
And I heard not too long ago they were starting to break the Cold War treaty or something like that. I'm not too sure on the details, but yeah, you got to be careful, man. Even with the U.S. having as strong as a military as it does, there's no telling for sure what may or may not happen, what, you know, results we'll receive from this.
Right.
We don't even know if it's going to be war yet.
Right. But we can already feel and see around us that the world's just, you know, going to go into shock soon, you know.
It's ending.
Which follows up on our next topic. Forest fires. Already Australia. The world
ending. We got fires everywhere.
Literally. Fires in Australia.
Amazon, Australia. Not too long ago, it was California. We got fires.
And already Australia is a fucking orange sky filled ablaze. Looking little speck of fire.
Yeah, I heard a lot of Australia's rare species population is declining by a lot. So
no,
Australia's diversity is starting to go down the drain because of this fire.
Mm-hmm. And once you lose those animals that, you know, help keep the ecosystem balanced, which is where we're living in, once those animals are gone, they're not doing their job no more, then the ecosystem's, you know, just going to fall apart. It's going to be like, no, there's no food. Nothing to plant, you know, weather's going to be changing. It's crazy, too, that animals can even impact the ecosystem's weather. That's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
We gotta
it's
look
crazy
because
humans are basically the cause of all things that have gone to shit so far.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, so we got
global it's just the human state of nature.
Yeah, we got global warming causing fires, pollution messing up the reefs. Humans basically just messed up Australia so hard.
Yeah. I mean, what can we say? We fucked up, you know. But there's more fucked up people out there. But all of us combined together, it's just the state of nature, man.
Right.
It may not be the way God intended it to be. I mean, he already tried wiping out mankind, what, twice now? Once with the flood.
Around that camp.
Yeah. It was crazy too. It's even prophesied in the Bible that there's a second cleansing, but not with fire. I mean, not with water, but with fire is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Because, you know, back in Noah's time, God told Noah to build the ark, you know, to save his family and to save all the animals before the flood came and washed and wiped everybody out. And at that time, everybody was like, oh, you're just building an ark. You're just wasting your time and resources. We're going to have a great time of our lives. There's going to be nothing wrong. And they were already out partying and drinking, you know, having
that's
a good time.
Exactly what's happening now. People are partying, drinking, not realizing what's actually happening behind the scenes. The world is fucking fire.
And they think that, you know, just because most of them got the fucking money now, they think that they'll still have enough to colonize the fucking space. You know? Like, it's physically impossible for time travel, for humans to literally warp space and time, you know?
We're not there.
We're not there yet. Yeah. That'll be on our next story. But
we got
forest fires are fucked.
Another minute until we move on to our next topic
Do you want to start off the next topic?
Let's keep it going with the fires.
Okay.
Popular YouTuber Mr. Beast trying to contribute
by planting
trees and stuff all throughout
Australia
and the Amazon and all that.
I think I believe he planted 20 million trees.
Around that. But the thing is, it doesn't fucking matter.
I mean, it really don't, because how long does a tree take to fucking grow? Like, what,
not even that. By the time the tree is fully grown, I don't even think it will be fully grown, because the way global warming, pollution, all that bullshit.
I mean, plants need carbon dioxide, you know, to create
Yeah, but
photosynthesis.
carbon monoxide is a different thing, and that's what actually kills plants.
Yeah, especially them fucking lithium mining fields in Australia and in the rainforest
and
in the Amazon.
People like farting. Yeah, that contributes to pollution too. Air pollution.
I mean, it's true though. You release gas, no one likes it. Oh, jeez. But if anybody doesn't know, there are lithium mines in the Amazon and Australia going on right now. You know, and in my own opinion, I don't say that these forest fires were quote unquote caused by natural disasters. No, because look, a lithium mine, it's a lithium mine to produce batteries, you know, for electric cars or batteries that power our cell phones or our cars or, you know, electricity, you know. It powers that stuff. And when you release that stuff into the soil or anywhere, especially in the air, it's harmful. Literally poisonous, killing off whatever it affects. So all those trees, they're fucking dying, bro, because the soil's all poison and shit. Nothing can grow there. You know, and they're already clearing out fucking fields and fields of trees just for what? Fucking soybeans? For those fucking faggot vegans in their gay ass electric cars. You know? It pisses me off, really. But
yeah.
That's my own opinion. That's my own opinion.
Well said, but I think Bill Nye said it the best. Moving on to our next topic, the impeachment of the U.S. President Donald Trump. What are your opinions on this?
My opinion, we could all agree on this, people. Thank God he's fucking gone, but not
causing wars and shit.
Yeah, I just thought of that too. I was keeping that in mind. That's bullshit. He got impeached, and then a couple days later, fucking sends a damn drone attack and already throws us into this big old spiral.
Yeah.
Man, just making matters worse.
Apparently, do you know what the Delta Squad is?
Sounds familiar, but I don't think so.
It's the most elite group of, I don't want to say military because it's not military.
Not military?
But it's
like a foreign army?
The most elite group of operators. And it's directly controlled from under the president's hand. I think that if Trump were still in office, well, he technically still is in office. He's finishing out his sentence. But I think if he hadn't been impeached, he would have, you know, used the Delta Force to basically cause a war.
Or he probably just still would have done the same thing. You know, both are fucking shit.
Right. And I'm pretty sure most Trump supporters are, you know, somewhat angry, not only because Trump is being kicked out of office, removed from office, but also because Trump promised a wall. And we're wall.
And you know, them fucking white people. Holy crap, the Mexicans are going to take our jobs. We got to keep them out on the other side. Doing that wall. I don't want my damn children to be playing with some dirty ass wetback. First it was them Negroes, now it's them wetbacks taking our jobs. I don't vaccinate my kids. Because now I'm just retarded. Oh, God. But that's true, though. That's true, though.
And with next... Is it this year, the next presidential election? Or is it next year?
Still a year away in November.
With next year's presidential election, we got some interesting candidates.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We really do.
We got a couple.
I do believe Bernie Sanders is going to be participating.
Yeah.
And I do believe Hillary Clinton will be as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, This is going to be an interesting, without Trump, I think this will be a pretty interesting election.
And I'll tell you what,
even
folks.
With Trump, it was interesting.
Right. Dude, it was fucking hell.
Right, right. But since Trump was basically Hillary's rival for last election, since Trump is not going to run, Hillary might be the first woman president of the U.S.
Possibly. I mean, if that does happen, we're going to have to see how that works out, you know. We could be getting our hopes up for the first woman in office, you know, and then can go in a fucking drain, you know.
Right.
Like, who knows? Maybe
Donald
she'll
Trump,
fucking.
He's starting a World War III, and I do believe Clinton will be starting another Civil War.
Who knows for sure, folks?
Bernie's gonna start a meme war.
Fucking hell.
Oh, who else is in this election? Do you know? Any more candidates?
Mm-mm.
The only three I can recall.
I mean, the Democrats don't even know really who they're going to be voting for, you know? So, I mean, like, they're just wasting their time focusing on who's going to be the next president.
Right. It's about time to make move on to our next section.
Right. As it is, folks, the title of the podcast, The Cosmos. Now, The Cosmos will be mainly based around space, of course. But there also will be other stories, global news, as we said. You know,
right.
Global news or... You know, anything else that sparks interest that comes to mind, you know. We do have to stay on top of that, though. You know, keep in mind, folks, that this is the very first podcast of The Cosmos, you know.
The very first episode of The Cosmos.
Episodes. Yes, thank you.
Right.
The very first episode of The Cosmos. But trust me, folks, based upon your feedback and, you know, fixing up a couple of things that we're going to go over, we'll continue this series. It'll be better than ever. Promise you that. But, yeah. On to our main topic. Space, of course. Now, about space, you ask? I'll let that over to my guest.
All right. Putting me on the spotlight, I see.
Oh, yes.
For today's space topic, we got black holes and time travel. Let's kick it off with black holes.
Oh, yeah. And for those who don't know necessarily what a black hole is, it's basically the leftover matter from a star that's basically been exploded. And it's all this matter around it that is just an area of like empty space, but soon coming
basically,
together.
Basically, here, I got you. Basically, okay. It's the leftovers of a dying star's explosion, and what it does it creates a rip in space, and well, no one exactly knows what's on the other side of a black hole. But what it does do, it has gravitational pull, which is very interesting, and it sucks things into it
because it has an extreme gravity. It's crazy.
Doesn't even matter how big the black hole is, it'll suck anything in there.
Like legit spaghettify somebody.
Didn't NASA do a research thing where they sent a camera into a black hole and it just...
Did they do that?
I'm pretty sure they did. It was a while ago.
Damn. We need to put that video in. We can find it. Is it a video or is it an article?
I actually don't know. I don't even know if it even happened. It might have just been some dumb shit I heard.
It could have happened. I mean, NASA's doing some pretty interesting stuff, man. I'm hoping to get into, you know, a NASA program after I get out of high school, you know. But
right.
That'll be our next topic, folks. But, yeah.
With with black holes being as mysterious as they are, people come up with theories as far as them being voids into other dimensions, you know, portals, wormholes. Scientists even think they're just a different type of wormhole from the, you know, casual wormhole that we all know. Which leads us into our next topic, time travel, which has to deal with wormholes in space.
Now, the thing that the thing that I question the most is the fact that if a black hole were to be a portal, quote unquote portal to another dimension, I mean, I get that space is infinite, you know, ever expanding, you know, but if it were a legit portal to another dimension in just that area, whether it be a small black hole or a big black hole, wouldn't that throw off, you know, the course of time and the fabric in the space-time continuum, you know? Because if it's legit to another dimension, that would definitely cause something in the space-time continuum. And it's going to affect everything.
But the thing is, with if it were a portal to another dimension, then maybe in that dimension things are completely different. And maybe you're not in that dimension, which wouldn't throw off anything. And you're just... Because I have a theory where black holes, they're essentially just a wormhole into a void. And any wormhole, you can't go through them. Because it rips your cells apart. It rips you apart and puts you back together on the other side. But when you're put back together, you basically die before you reach the other side.
That would make a lot of sense. Because you're being dematerialized and being put back together.
But I believe that void may create a new dimension. Because what's happening is when you get ripped apart, you're dead. That you is gone. But then you get put back together, and that's a totally new person over there in that void.
But the question is, though, would your soul still be within your body? Because we're talking about, you know, human matter. And in my own opinion, I'd say everybody has a soul.
I don't think so, because it crushes you. And it rips you apart, which would take your soul out of your body.
But we have to think about it, too. Our soul is a fourth-dimensional being inside of a three-dimensional being.
Right.
But we're just trapped in here. Yeah, well, it's a whole interesting subject.
Right.
But we won't get too into religion and stuff. But continue where we left off, Ken.
Oh, you want me to continue?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. But yeah.
Where at? The next topic?
Oh, no. You were still talking about the dematerialization.
Right. When you get dematerialized, basically, I don't believe that souls are in the fourth dimension. I believe in there a much higher dimension. Because I believe the fourth dimension is time. And with time being the fourth dimension, when you travel through a black hole, there is no time. There is no fourth dimension. So there is no dimension when you're traveling through a black hole. It's just void into another dimension. And when you get dematerialized, it sucks out all of the dimensions throughout your whole body. And with time being the fourth dimension, it not being able to pass through, I believe that nothing higher than the fourth dimension can pass through. So when you materialize on the other side, you're a completely different person. That's not you in there. That's not your soul. Hell, you might even just be dead on the other side too.
This is very deep in a way I put it.
Right, right.
I like where you're going with this, though. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I actually don't know shit about a lot about black holes, but from what I do know, basically based off of what I do know, I created that theory. There may be actual science that can contradict it, but who knows?
Oh, and a fun fact too, folks. Since the gravitational pull around the black hole is so strong, it is said that time itself slows down around, like, at the very near that gravitational pull. It is said that time literally slows down.
Right, until it eventually stops. And that's where I got my theory from, because a black hole, you know, time slows down until it just stops. And then there is no time. So when you pop out the other side, time resets itself back to when you entered it. And then you're basically in the same time as this dimension, but in another dimension. So that's why I think you rematerialize and all that. But it rips out time, you know, your soul, all the other dimensions. That's what I think.
And speaking of, you know, wormholes and traveling, since this topic is space travel,
time travel.
You know, time travel.
we can
talk about the colonization of people moving into space. I mean, it's a crazy concept as well, but when you think about it deeply, it's just physically impossible, you know, because...
I heard. So, you know how people went to the moon, right?
Right.
I think colonization on another planet is possible. And not only is it possible, but we're close to getting to that point. Only because... with people being able to land on the moon and other, you know, giant formations.
Well, when you think about it, the moon is very close to Earth. It's not incredibly far.
Right.
It's still accessible.
We have the technology to create something that could bring humans to something further. We just don't have the money.
I'd say we don't have a little bit of both. Because
I think we have the technology by now. Seeing how Tokyo's doing, we definitely have the technology. We just have to perfect it.
You know, the other thing with money too.
And we need money to perfect it. And one thing we don't have is enough money.
And especially time. We're running out of time quickly. This Earth is literally a ticking time bomb.
Exactly. I saw an interesting video. It wasn't a real video, but it got the idea into my head. So, you know, the typical alien, right? UFOs and shit. They look crazy, big ass eyes.
Little green guys, little blasters.
Yeah, but not...
Mm-hmm.
So, I saw this video of an apparent interview of an alien. And I knew it wasn't real, but the alien was talking about how he's not actually from another planet. He's from the same planet, just from the future. And he came from space because space is where you time travel. Space Traveling through space is the same as traveling through time. And it
Right,
obviously
because
wasn't real, but with that idea, we could predict, these typical aliens, UFOs, they're all real. Well, not exactly they're all real, but they all could be real. Because with aliens being, typical, they look humanoid, right? They just looked like evolved us. Their heads are so big, probably because they're smarter, probably because they have
Just
the technology to travel back in time to their ancestors, which is us. And the UFOs are just their time travel machines or space travel machines, because traveling through time is the same as traveling through space.
right, because space and time are basically not almost not exactly, but a little bit similar to each other, a little related.
What do you think about time travel?
Man, I'll tell you, if we humans were able to time travel, just like that, man, I'll tell you, it'd be crazy being allowed to just zoom past all these planets, all these galaxies. If it were possible to reach that certain era, then, man. You wouldn't even imagine the possibilities. Just being able to be at one place in 1 second and then the next place in another second, like, it's fucking crazy.
It's
That will stop.
basically the closest thing we could get to, what's it called? Teleportation without killing ourselves. Because in order to actually be able to teleport without, going to space and shit, you have to dematerialize yourself and rematerialize yourself somewhere else. So just being able to travel quickly through space and time is the
Even through
closest we'll
air.
ever, exactly, is the closest we'll ever get to teleportation.
But for now, we're just stuck here on the earth in a body where we can't really do much, We're at certain limits that stop us from doing things above and beyond the human comprehension, I guess.
And
Or
I
what?
believe, have you heard of the Mandela effect?
It sounds familiar. I think I might have.
So it's basically where everyone remembers something as this, but it's not actually that. It's something else. So, Jif, the peanut butter brand?
Yeah.
Do you ever remember it being Jiffy instead of Jif?
Yeah.
Right, but it's never been Jiffy. It was always Jif. Everyone thinks it was Jiffy or remember it as being Jiffy, although it was always Jif and not Jiffy. I believe that has something to do with time travel, the Mandela effect, because people go back in time to change things, and it doesn't really, and since we're in the present, the past still is catching up with the Mandela effect. The past is still catching up to us, which is why we remember things as they're not.
So in a bit of a way to easier understand, almost like deja vu.
Basically, yeah. Almost like deja vu, except it really did happen. It doesn't just feel like it happened. It really did happen. It's just time travel and people messing with stuff has changed it, so it never really did happen,
That sounds a lot like the fourth dimension, but I can't say
Yep, the
much
fourth
about it.
dimension is time. It has to deal a lot with the fourth dimension.
Like, have you ever seen a 4D cube
No,
visualization?
4D is not possible, brother. We cannot see 4D.
I know, but it's.
Just like a little. I know what you're trying to say. I don't know the name for it, though. Representation. There we go. Of what it would look like if we could see it.
So basically, the thing is, it's the same thing changing, but also staying the same at the same time. It's actually, it's
Right.
really trippy. Like when even when they tried making the 4D shape as a representation of the fourth dimension, it's trippy too, because you'll see the cube changing shapes, but it'll always be the same shape at the same time
Right.
as changing. And that's just trippy.
Right.
And
This kind of
they did that
sounds
to a
like a
bunch of other shapes too.
right. This sounds like a stoner's the stoner's daily news right here.
The Stoner's Daily News, here to hook
We
you up
got
on some space.
space, we got news, we got
We got
stories.
war stories. We got two dudes on a podcast just
Right.
talking, having a good time.
So you want to
Honestly,
move on, or is this interesting you and you want to keep going?
I think we spent enough time on space. I think we can talk
Right.
about our experience now. Don't you agree?
Almost 15 minutes of space.
Man, that's not that bad. It's pretty good. Pretty good. It's good.
Right,
Got some
right.
good conversation in there. Got some good theories. Got to hear each other's, opinions on certain things.
Right,
You
right.
know, it's a good topic. And I just want to say real quick, basically, I never really thought about doing a podcast until just a couple of days ago when I was just bored in my business class, and we were listening to a podcast, and it reminded me of, like, how you turn on the radio, you hear radio stations with certain people talking about certain stuff, whether it be news or how their radio station is going or what music
Right,
or all
they
this stuff.
basically make watching news interesting, except it's not watching news, it's listening to
And in my own my own opinion, I'd say listening is far more effective than visually seeing. It's just in my own opinion,
I'm
and
more
sometimes I have a
hands-on.
difficulty.
I need to see and feel things to really comprehend them. Listening to things, I mean, I'm okay with it, but it's definitely not my strong suit. You know, if you tell me to do something, I'll forget what you told me, and then you'll get mad at me. And
Like you did
yeah,
earlier when I was trying to
it's like my mom,
download
right? So
the
I'll just get in, do the dishes, and I'll totally forget, right? I thought about making a podcast, I'm gonna say. 3 years ago, because a buddy of mine walked up to me. He's probably the dumbest guy in our whole school. We'll call him Steve.
Oh God, this is
Steve,
going.
he walks up to me, he says, "Hey, we should make a podcast." I'm like, "Oh, really?" He's like, "Yeah, we should make a podcast and name it your mom's favorite podcast." And yeah, I basically stole his idea. I stole Steve's idea.
Damn.
We were gonna do it together too, but the problem is, we got distant, stopped talking.
Yeah, stuff like that
You never
happens,
know. If you tune into some episodes of my podcast, you might find him. You might find Steve.
Stevie boy, Stevie Wonder. Except he's not black and he's not blind. No,
Nope.
no, okay. I was just gonna say no racism, but I just said racism, so.
Right.
A dark matter, dark humor joke, people.
Right.
No, I'm not
So
funny.
move on to the best experience or a memory of this week?
Yes. I'll tell you what, folks. the first time I seen this boy Caden walking in with fucking crutches. Okay. that was my first time seeing his crippled ass walk into class.
Technically, and be like, I'm not crippled. It's just sprained.
Okay. Technically, he's not quote unquote crippled, people. I still say he was crippled. He showed me a fucking boot picture he was wearing. But funny shit is, he was walking down these crutches and he goes, "Miss, I don't know how to use these." We all just fucking look and turn and look at him. And we see this boy with his crutches and they're all fucking miss fucking adjusted. He has to have a teacher adjust them for him, and she's all, "Is this better?" He's all, "It's worse." He's like, one's taller than the other, so it makes him look like he's fucking crippled two times in the fucking torso and the legs, trying to walk to his desk or right. walk to his table.
You want to know but, the crazy part about me spraining my ankle is I never broken a bone before, and that's a lie. I broken my pinky, but I mean,
it's not that severe.
Really count, right? It didn't really hurt that much. I got paper cuts that hurt worse. basically, when I initially got my ankle injury on Tuesday night, I was skating. I tried to kickflip a 5-stair. Shouts to all my skaters. I didn't think it was broken, but then I walked inside. I'm like, "Hey, Ma, I just hurt my ankle." She started freaking out. She took me straight to the hospital, right? Mm-hmm. Because she had an ankle injury not too long ago, and she actually broke it. And she saw how swollen my ankle was. She's like, "Oh my God, you broke your ankle." I didn't actually think it was broken. So I got to the doctor's, right? Mm-hmm. We get an x-ray, and right before the x-ray, the nurse was feeling around. She's like, "Oh, you did some serious damage. I think you broke it." I'm like, "Oh, God.
That's a lot of damage."
I was thinking, like, they
can't fix that one.
I was thinking to myself, "Wow, what did I do? What did I do to myself?" Then the actual doctor comes in. She feels around. "No, you might have broke it." And this is where I'm sitting here like, "Oh my God, this sucks. I'm gonna have to walk around in crutches all month."
What up, Crit? What up, Crit? What up, Cripple gang, could okay, no, I'll stop. He's part of the Crips.
So I actually got my x-ray taken. The nurse walks in. "Good news, it's not broken." So it wasn't broken. I was very relieved to not have to be on crutches all month. I'm actually off the crutches right now. I could walk on my foot now.
You still feel like a little bit of pain though here and then, like little shocks of pain?
I definitely still feel pain, but it's more like I'm trying my hardest to stay off of the ankle and, you know, keep up on the balls of my toes. Not the balls of my toes, the ball of my, you know, what I'm trying to
say. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Try and keep
pressure. Yeah, you gotta get that good source of balance, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, all week I've just been off of my foot watching TV on my couch. It's been a pretty sad week for me. Crutches suck, by the way. If you ever had to use crutches in your life, you know how bad they are. And if you're using them now, I feel so sorry for you. You have no clue. If you haven't used crutches before and, like, actually had to use them, you have no clue how bad it is. It sucks.
Thankfully, I didn't have to use no crutches. I had never broken a bone in my life. And unless you want to count my skull being fractured due to a fucking run into a doorknob, then I guess that's the only bone I broke, basically a little bit of my skull. But other than that, nothing much. I remember that day, too, clear as rain, you know? Like,
right.
Not even clear as rain, clear as blood. Shit.
Blood's not clear.
Exactly. I couldn't see. But whenever a traumatizing event like that happens to a person, like it sticks with them almost forever, you know?
Right.
Like
right.
Certain events in history, or certain events in your lifetime, they'll either make you sad or be the funniest moment, the happiest moment, or the scariest moment, you know?
Right. Scariest moment of my life was actually not even that scary. So I guess this brings us to the story section of our podcast. I actually had just got out of the shower, and I had my towel wrapped around my waist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was walking to my room. My stepdad pops out. Rah! I fall back. I was only, like, what, 6 years old? I fall back, and I start bawling my eyes out. I hadn't realized it was my stepdad. I just thought some random guy was in my room and popped out at me. So I started crying.
Aww.
Scariest moment of my life. Yeah. I started laughing afterwards, though. It was pretty funny.
Finds out he pissed his pants.
What was your scariest moment of your life?
I guess I don't have too many, but I have enough events to happen. But I think the scariest one that will ever stand out to me was the fact that, like I was talking about a couple of minutes ago, my mm-hmm. fractured skull. Because I think I was about, Jesus Christ. I think it was about, is there, 8 or 9, I believe. And it was during the time when I was in Ohio with me, my mother, and I don't know what the term is, my biological dad, whatever. His name's Alex. But yeah, I was living with my parents at that time, and as well as my grandmother.
Right.
And usually almost like two times a week, they go out and they clean,
like professionally.
Kind of, not really
like
though.
Like as a career.
Kind of, a little bit. I mean, they had like their own little setup in the van where they had all the clean supplies, like spray and mops and brooms and window wipers or the window cleaners and all that. And there was this frequent one that we went to all the time where they hired us. It was the eye clinic down there in Cleveland, Ohio, I believe. And every day where they weren't there and it was closed, they called us in to clean it up for them. And so we did that. And usually, you know, I would tag along. Everybody else would be cleaning, but I would just, you know, explore around, be stupid. Be a little kid.
But you found a dead body, didn't you?
Oh, hell no. But I'll tell you what, though. There were certain areas that were dark and just, like, really big. And, like, seeing that in the perspective of, like, a 7 to 8 year old, like, that's scary. Like, being in the dark and it's a big open area where you could get lost. Like, that scared the crap out of me. But I think it was during lunch. I was playing with my grandmother and my mom. We were all in the same hallway. My grandma was chasing me down that hallway. And my mom, she said, "Hey, slow down. You're going to hurt yourself." And knowing me, I was a young little fucking stupid kid. I looked back when my mom said that and I wasn't paying attention. And I was like running full speed. And there was this fucked up doorknob that was that needed to be fucking repaired. And next thing I knew, I fucking slam crashed right into that damn doorknob on the right side of my skull. And the next thing I know is I black out for like a couple seconds and then wake up in my mother's arms. Basically, like I woke up from a fucking bad dream. And I look over on her arm.
You woke up to a bad dream.
I woke up to a bad dream. Yeah, bro. I wish it wasn't a bad. I wish it was a dream, but it wasn't. Nope. I look over at my mom. Yep, she was carrying me in her arms, dude. I look over and I feel this fucking wet shit in my head, and I see all this fucking blood on her arm, and I fucking jump up, being scared shitless. I'm over here panicking. My mom's panicking. She's crying. They got the fucking 911. And then I remember being transferred to the hospital immediately, getting cleaned up and getting stitches that same day.
Damn, that was probably a pretty big medical bill.
Probably. I don't know exactly. But I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I still had my medical, like my medical papers or something.
Yeah.
Medical insurance.
What you did to my, what you did to your head, my sister did to her arm once. It was
for real?
Pretty big medical bill, yeah. It was years ago. Ooh. We're still paying it to this day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Damn. That kind of sucks, having it to pay does. For that still.
Yep.
Wait, why would you still need to pay for it, though? Huh? Like, are you paying off little bits of money here and there for it?
Yeah,
it
yeah.
Isn't fully paid?
Because it's $500,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's how much it costed. Because she messed up her arm that bad.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a medical bill that large for one injury.
All I know, I probably could have fucking... I could have became retarded. I mean, I know I'm a little bit retarded, but after that incident, I'm pretty sure it's caused it.
Yeah.
But for real, though, like, I could have had some serious trauma. That would have been scary. Right. I could have been fucking disabled.
Right.
my boy should. Wheels. Rolling up in a fucking wheelchair. Disabled as fuck.
Call you roller.
I'll be
and since I'm on crutches, call me four legs.
I have the fucking little talk to speech pad. My name is Baller and I am new to this school.
Right.
Oh God, I'm fucked up. This is dark.
I think we should move on to our next topic or
yes, sorry.
Alrighty.
No, that took a long time. So we already said, our favorite music. Well, not favorite music, but just music in general.
Most recently played music.
Most recently played music, yes. You want to start that off with us, Caden? Like, what music did you listen to this week?
This week, it was all rock this week. Every week, I listen to a different genre. Because, you know, I'm not picky. I like all music. But this week, it was rock and metal. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge. Then we got, you know, Wrong Side of Heaven, Five Finger Death Punch.
That's a good song.
I Had a Tiger by Survivor. And Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. Those are my... Oh, that's not five. Hold up. That was four. Then we have Savior by Rise Against. My top five this week.
Those are some pretty good songs.
Yep.
On my phone, I don't have too many different genres of music. The main ones I have really are just old school 90s, 80s hip hop and rap. I got a couple of rock and roll songs, mainly from Slipknot, the band, and only have one song from Five Finger Death Punch, which is Wrong Side of Heaven. But
that's not rock and roll. Those are both metal.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. But yeah, I'm into those two. I don't listen
Right.
to him much and often, but you know, I like to dip my toes in a little bit of music here and then, a little bit of different genres, try new things out. You know, it's
Right.
always
We're
good when you find
running
new shit.
out of time here. We just
What time
reached
is it?
an hour of time.
Oh, hey. The first hour
Alrighty.
of the podcast. Well, I believe this is the end of the first episode of the Cosmos.
You think we
Wouldn't
should
you
end it
agree?
off on a good
Yeah.
note? All righty. Roll the outro.
So,
You not have an outro?
I didn't get that far. Well, this has been quite an episode so far, ladies and gentlemen. If you are still tuned in to this time, we want to thank you for joining in with, and I want to give a special thanks to my guest and
Your
very
mom's
close friend.
favorite podcast.
Mom's favorite podcast. If you ever have the time, if you ever want to listen to his podcast that he makes in his own spare time, you know, he's still getting situated, but once he's ready, I'll let you know. He'll let you know. And if you don't have the app yet, you should go to the Google Play Store and download the Anchor app for podcasts. And once you get signed up, everything, you could either start making your own podcast or you can start listening to others, such as me and
Your
my good
mom's
friend
favorite
here.
podcast.
Mom's favorite podcast. But you know, we had a wild ride, ladies and gentlemen, through the cosmos. And I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. And you know,
See you guys later.
keep it true, lady. Good
Righto.
night, everybody.
He said, keep it true.
Keep it true, keep it real.
All right, keep it true, keep it real, keep it 100.
Keep it 100, folks. All right.
All
Good
righty,
night,
folks. See
everybody.
you in the next one.